Hey everyone, it's Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And this is the Hooligans.
Ba-da-tsh.
So, guys, there was an incident.
Oh, man.
When did this happen? Like, what? 4 years ago? Three years ago?
Yeah, 4 or 5.
All right.
It was around Christmas time.
It was because it was the fantasy playoffs.
Yep, fantasy football.
So it was probably January.
Yeah, it was after Christmas. Close.
Yeah. So, I was not present for most of this story, so I'm going to turn it over to my colleagues.
There was an incident with a bat.
Ugh.
Not like a baseball bat. A bat like the flying animal. I don't know how it got in, though I think, because this was when Cub did not live here, so he was sleeping on a mattress in my room, which was in front of the cubbyhole door. I think it crawled out and like crawled across your sleeping body.
I think so too.
Caressed your face.
Probably gave me a little smoot.
But I woke up. Cub was looking at me and all the lights were on, and he said that there was a bat in the house. So,
well, I heard Mom and Dad like get up. It was in their room downstairs.
Yes. Yeah, as Mom tells it, I think it was
flying. It was flying, doing laps.
Right.
Well, it's, and Mar the cat.
Yeah.
He was trying to get it.
Yeah. So we found out there was a bat. I shut Bri's door to protect him.
That's a good. That was.
Oh,
nice.
Bri is also Lyle. It's interchangeable.
Oh right. Well, we told you before our actual names.
So. Shut the door, and me and Cub decided to go downstairs to see what we could do.
Or not do.
Dad does not like bats.
I don't either.
Well, neither do I, but Dad was sitting in his chair with an afghan completely covering his body, but it was strategically placed so he had eye holes so he could see what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I guess it was just flying around in their bedroom, and the way Mom tells it is she's like, there's something in here flying.
Yep, she felt the air.
The breeze.
From the wings. Ugh.
So, like, they both flew out of there and into, so we all kind of just met up in the living room.
Except me.
Except Bri. He was sleeping. Or, what, he was
I was not sleeping. I may have been at first, but I was listening.
Ooh.
So, we were trying to figure out what to do. Dad was, he tapped out of it. He was not willing to catch it. Understandable. So, Mom was going to try and get it with Cub's help. So, would you like to, what happened when you stepped in?
I basically dove on the floor and then tapped out.
Yeah. So, all of the lights were on.
Which is not what you're supposed to do, apparently.
No, you're supposed, if there's a bat in your house, you're supposed to turn off all the lights, open all the windows, and, like, hide. Not hide, but, like, put yourself against the wall so it can, like, sense its way out with the sonar. We had all the lights on.
No windows open.
Screaming. Loudly screaming.
Get him, Daddy.
Get him, Daddy. Catch him. Catch him, Daddy. But, yeah, so Mom is trying to get him, and Mom has, when she gets scared, she'll scream and then laugh.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of nervous screaming and laughter, and she was trying to catch it. It was in her room. Yeah, Cub went in to go help her. I was standing with Dad, and then I look over, and he's, like, army crawling back into the living room. And then I was like, well, maybe I can do something. So I grabbed this, like, flat board, and I was like, maybe I'll hit it if it comes at me. So
maybe
I went in,
someday.
So I went into the kitchen, and I, like, peeked into Mom and Dad's room, and all I remember seeing is Mom, she screamed, and then came running into the kitchen, and I saw it following her. And I just dropped and, like, covered myself with my robe, and I just, like, I, like, hurried back into the living room.
So while all this was happening, I was just up in my room listening. I decided that I was designated survivor.
If
the
perished,
bat killed them all, well, someone had to survive.
That's true.
That is true.
And I mean, so mom was like trying to get it to move. She was like throwing shoes at it. It was on the wall.
I believe I was part of the shoe throwing.
Potentially. Because I think it was going back and forth between the bedroom and the desk room.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was throwing shoes at it. Eventually, I did bring like a garbage bag or a big black bag from Christmas. And that's what she caught it in. It was like against the wall.
Yeah.
And she slowly like closed the bag around it and grabbed it and just like came running through. My contribution was opening the door so she could get outside. And then it flew off into the night.
And probably back
probably
into the house.
Probably right back into the attic.
But yeah, so everything we did was wrong. Well, you
everything.
Did.
Everything,
yeah. Well, you weren't helping a lot.
Exactly, that's why I took myself out of it.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, mom said she felt bad for it because it looked really scared, but
well,
I mean,
yeah,
it's sure also it like flying at you and like, ooh.
Yeah, I hate flying things.
Anything
birds.
That flies. I like birds from a distance. I even like bats from a distance, but they have the ability to swoop at me and I don't.
They're too unpredictable.
You know what I really
the
wish?
Bird on my shirt.
Weren't they are in Mexico, so we all went to Mexico this past June for Cub's wedding.
Yes.
And I think they're technically there. But we didn't see any flamingos.
Oh, yeah.
And they fly. Did you know that they actually fly?
I did not know.
How scary would that be?
A like, flamingo? Did you see a flock of flamingos flying at you?
They're so tall.
That'd be pretty scary.
It would be terrifying, but I'd be part of it. I'd just, like, be like Pigeon Man.
Let them grab you.
Well, I don't like birds because once we were in Aunt Kat's room, me and Cub.
There was another incident.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two parakeets?
Lovebirds.
Lovebirds. One was blue, one was bright blue, and one was bright yellow. And so she was letting them fly around, and we're like, oh, great, this is cool. And then we couldn't find the yellow one. And we're looking everywhere, and I had a bright yellow shirt on, and I looked down, and it was looking right up at me, just sitting on my shirt, on my chest, and I just, like, screamed. So I don't like
speaking
birds.
Of other birds, the cardinal.
Ooh.
Oh.
Should we save that, though? This is a lot of good
stories.
We're
going to save that.
Okay.
So, we're going to move on to our discussion for today. We were going to do it before, I think for the pilot, but Care thought it was too weird to start out with.
To start with.
So, we're going to do it for, like, the fourth episode, because that's apparently enough time.
I mean, I guess.
Hottest Disney characters.
They draw them to make them attractive.
Really attractive.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to start. Ariel is, like, probably... There's only one other person... character I would put up against her as Rapunzel.
What?
From Tangled.
Hmm.
Those two.
Never seen Tangle.
Oh, Tangled.
Great...
Did
you call it
Tangled?
Great movie, but those are for sure the two hottest Disney princesses.
No way, dude.
I know who you think.
Give me who you think my top two are.
Well, probably Belle, since you mentioned her. But it's definitely Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. Belle and Jasmine, without question, top two.
Hmm.
Is it because Jasmine, like, wore the two-piece and then she was, like, sensual with the red one?
Yeah, obviously.
Was she actually hypnotized or wasn't she just pretending?
She was pretending to be.
With Jafar.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
She was trying to, like help Aladdin.
Yeah.
And so, then Belle is just...
Belle is... And then she was played by Emma Watson in the movie, the live action. So that's a plus. Who's playing Ariel?
See,
Hallie
they
Bailey?
Weren't, they weren't... They didn't cast some ugly person to play Belle.
No, that's true. There's never been an ugly Disney princess.
They should... Well, Quasimodo.
He's not a princess.
I know, but...
He could have been, though.
He's a main character of a Disney movie.
Yeah, and he doesn't get the girl. Yeah.
But he's a nice guy, though.
He is. Esmeralda could have looked past that. Esmeralda's pretty hot, but wasn't she also, made to look like Demi Moore?
I don't think she looks anything like Demi Moore.
But I thought she was, like, supposed to be.
Is it Demi Moore?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, see, you guys are talking about them. Flynn Rider from Rapunzel.
Tangled. It's or Tangled. I always
just call it Rapunzel.
I know.
Flynn Rider from Tangled is probably the hottest Disney guy.
Well, it also helps.
It looks a little bit more realistic the way the animation is.
It definitely does. Rapunzel does too, except for giant eyes.
He's also voiced by Zachary.
What about the one guy with the mermaid guy with the trident? Yeah.
Well, okay, so hold on, let me...
I'll get to Triton in a second.
Going back to Tangled, I think what helps sometimes is when you know who voices them.
Oh. Yeah.
Because, like, Zachary Levi is Flynn Rider and Mandy Moore is Rapunzel.
Attractive. Oh.
And she's attractive.
I think... so... All right, so logically, Eric should be the hot one from... Little Mermaid. And he's pretty good looking. Like, he's got the clean cut.
Clean drawn.
Clean drawn. But let me tell you about King Triton.
I was literally just joking. I didn't know you were, like, in on this guy.
King Triton's a babe.
Oh, man. He's, like, 80, though.
Okay, well, first of all, he's a merman, so I don't know how they age. But he's got, like, an 8-pack.
He's super jacked.
He's jacked.
But he doesn't have a 10-pack.
It might be a 10-pack. Let's see.
I'm going to look it up. I never found the answer about the cream soda got, that like, one time.
Flowing locks and a flowing beard.
True.
I mean, like, Triton is pretty hot.
Well, what about Jafar?
No.
What about Aladdin?
No.
Oh, why? Because he's a street rat?
Yeah, it is being no.
this like... looks like I only see 4, but oh. I think there's 2 that are hidden by the tail.
Oh, there could be. Well... You don't know what's under the tail.
His claspers.
I bet he does have claspers.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Should we write fan fiction?
Oh, ooh. I'm sure there is some.
Ooh, man, there's been some bad fan fiction.
The SpongeBob on heroin? That was...
What?
There was a fan... So, I've often said that one of the worst / best things is SpongeBob fan fiction, because it exists.
Some weird stuff.
There was one where SpongeBob was addicted to heroin.
It was dark.
There was one...
I couldn't stop reading. It wasn't even well written, no. But I was just like, oh.
But no...
I don't know.
There's a whole site... It's not actual fan fiction, because I don't think they actually write anything, but they call it the SpongeBob Fan Wiki.
Oh.
And it's filled with shows that people have created, like spin-offs and episodes.
Really?
And it is kept with the utmost dedication, but with, like, the writing style of a 5th grader.
Oh.
And it's fascinating. Like, it's haunting.
You don't want to be there.
You kind of... But you have to, like, look at it, because you're like, what is this?
Hmm.
So, anyway. Back to the hottest Disney characters. It's definitely, like, Ariel's up there because of the red hair.
Well, that's why Belle's up there.
Because she's a brunette?
Yeah.
With the brown eyes?
Yeah. Brunette, it's so generic.
Phoebus?
Who's Phoenix?
Phoebus from
oh, Hercules?
Hunchback.
Oh.
Is not that. Who are you thinking?
Phil?
Phil?
Oh, yeah. Danny DeVito from Hercules.
So if they make a live action Hercules, I need them to cast Danny DeVito again, but just like give him a pair of furry pants and he can just run around and be Phil as Danny DeVito.
Isn't there someone named Phoebus on
Phoebus is the Hunchback.
I thought he was in Hercules.
Hunchback. No.
He's the blonde
Who's the blue thing that flies around? The blue guy?
Hermes?
Oh, that's what it is.
Phoebus, Hermes.
That's all I mean, there's
a... Yeah, it's close.
But no, Phoebus is Kevin Kline, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, how am I forgetting? I kind of just... His face is weird, but Tarzan...
Why is his face weird?
Because it's so angular.
Ooh, like, Jane is pretty hot, too.
It's literally
Jane's
like...
nose is too tiny.
But Tarzan is just running around like completely jacked in a loincloth, and well, you know, I mean,
he's pretty hairless for living in
I'm
a jungle.
I'm surprised by that. Does he also has dreadlocks.
He has dreadlocks. Well, your hair would eventually do that, wouldn't it?
What?
Matt.
Dread.
Oh yeah.
Dread.
But like, he should also have a beard then.
Oh, true.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. He's got no hair.
Hmm.
Just head hair.
Who else? I'm trying to.
That's pretty
go.
Much it for me. I mean, because, the like, princesses. Of...
Well, sorry, the princesses from Frozen are pretty hot. Hmm. Anna and Elsa.
You know who's not right. Hans.
Mm. Well, he's or a villain. One, so, spoiler alert: you haven't seen Frozen by now.
Yeah.
Also, Frozen is super overrated.
My mind was blown on that part.
Frozen is super overrated. It's not even like Tangled is way better.
There's a million things that are better than Frozen.
What about Olaf?
He's a snowman.
So? I'm trying to think. The lobster from Little Mermaid's kind of cool. Like, I'd hang out with him. Yeah.
Well, no, he seems like he's a stickler
for the rules. Most are, like Zuzu from Lion King.
Zazu. But, yeah, he's a stickler, too.
Lumiere.
So I think we've shifted this.
That's
the Clog Man.
Cogsworth.
Cogsworth.
So, we've shifted from hottest now. I think we're just hanging out with them.
Yeah.
Well,
who would be the most fun character?
So,
Seagull from
trivia,
Mermaid.
Real quick.
I like him.
Cogsworth, voiced by David Ogden Stiers. Yes. Charles from MASH.
Love Whoa. MASH. Such
Cub doesn't
show.
Know about how awesome MASH is.
I know MASH.
But you don't know me. You don't know it.
You don't know me, though.
Someday we'll have a MASH podcast.
You know who's overrated is John Smith.
That's a great idea.
I'm fooled.
A MASH cast?
Ooh.
Like, episode by episode.
Wow, that would be fun.
Wow.
Alright, we're gonna hang on to that idea. But
yeah,
go
John
on.
John Smith is overrated. He's got
John
beady
Smith?
Eyes.
Oh, what about the raccoon, though?
He'd be fun to hang out with. Grandmother Willow would be fun to hang out with. Like, she's old. She's seen the world.
She has.
She's been around the block.
Doesn't she, like, fight animals? Like, doesn't she, like, trip them or something?
She,
she trips...
She trips white people.
Well...
I don't blame her.
Sense.
She, like, whips their butts with her vines or something.
Who are some other... The gargoyles from Hunchback?
They're kind of cool.
The ones voiced by Jason Alexander.
Oh, true.
How about...
Timon and Pumbaa?
Oh,
yeah.
100%.
How's Frollo, though, being, like, super obsessed with Esmeralda and just... There's a whole song about it.
Frollo?
Frollo from The Hunchback.
How is it rated PG?
It's rated... Isn't it rated G?
Is it rated G? Like, it should be, like, PG-13.
The Hunchback is, like, adult themes. I mean, like, very good themes.
How he burns for her.
Whoa.
And how he just wants to, you know.
But, like, he's a priest,
he's
so
a
he
priest,
can't, like.
So he decides he'll just, like, kill her instead. Like,
oh, well,
I
that's
mean,
an odd turn.
I mean,
yeah.
It's,
yeah. Well, he
it's
killed,
rated G.
He killed Quasimodo's mother.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Archbishop in that, also voiced by Charles.
Whoa.
He did a lot.
He's also in Pocahontas.
Yep. He's also in Lilo and Stitch.
What's our stance on Hercules?
Good.
I love Hercules, and I want to dress up as Meg for
what
Halloween.
What about Mulan?
Mulan is really good.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy as Mushu. I'd hang out with him.
Oh, yeah.
How about her grandma? She seems pretty great.
You want to stay forever?
You want to stay forever?
I mean, yeah.
You know what movie? This is, I guess we're just going off on tangents here. But you know what movie? What Disney movie is amazing? Emperor's New Groove.
Oh.
So good.
Putty's in that.
I love
yeah.
it.
You've
and
seen it,
funny.
Right?
Yeah.
So good.
I think my favorite part is where he just throws himself against the wall and is like, duh.
He's doing his own,
like, his
theme,
own theme
music.
And someone walks by and they're just looking at him and he's like, they can't see him.
Can't see
him. Oh, what do you think about Yzma from Emperor's New Groove?
She's purple.
Super
As
sick
I remember,
figure.
She was kind of evil.
Yeah, she's frightening. Look at her. Here, I'll find you a picture.
Well, I guess you don't need to. I can just say I'm out AF.
Well, but you should see.
Well, I guess that's it for our discussion on hottest Disney characters.
Yeah, definitely Flynn Rider and Triton. And Eric.
Ariel and Rapunzel.
Belle and Jasmine. Not even close.
All right. Well, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And this is The Hooligans.